in the reach of every man instantly. A young man who was dissatisfied with life went to visit this philosopher to get to the heart of the matter. This youth found the world a chaotic mass of contradictions, and in his anxious eyes, any notion of happiness was completely absurd. Introduction. Youth.
I want to ask you once again. You do believe that the world is, in all ways, a simple place?
Philosopher.
Yes, this world is astonishingly simple, and life itself is too.
So, is this your idealistic argument, or is it a workable theory? What I mean is, are you saying that any issues you or I face in life are simple too?
Yes, of course.
All right then, but let me explain why I've come to visit you today. Firstly, I want to debate this with you until I am satisfied, and then, if possible, I want to get you to retract this theory.
Ha ha.
Because I have heard all about your reputation. The word is that there is an eccentric philosopher living here, whose teachings and arguments are hard to ignore, namely, that people can change, that the world is simple, and that everyone can be happy. That is the sort of thing I've heard. But I find that view totally unacceptable. So, I wanted to confirm things for myself. If I find anything you say completely off, I will point it out and then correct you. But will you find that annoying?
No, I would welcome the opportunity. I've been hoping to hear from a young person just like you, and to learn as much as possible from what you can tell me.
Thanks. I don't intend to dismiss you out of hand. I will take your views into consideration and then look at the possibilities that present themselves. The world is simple and life is simple too. If there is anything in this thesis that might contain truth, it would be life from a child's point of view. Children don't have any obvious duties like paying taxes or going to work. They are protected by their parents and society and can spend days free from care. They can imagine a future that goes on forever and do whatever they want. They don't have to see grim reality. They are blindfolded. So, to them, the world must have a simple form. However, as a child matures to adulthood, the world reveals its true nature. Very shortly, the child will know how things really are and what he is really allowed to do. His opinion will alter, and all he will see is impossibility. His romantic view will end and be replaced by cruel realism.
I see. That is an interesting view.
That's not all. Once grown up, the child will get entangled in all kinds of complicated relationships with people and have all kinds of responsibilities thrust upon him. That is how life will be, both at work and at home and in any role he assumes in public life. It goes without saying that he will become aware of the various issues in society that he couldn't understand as a child, including discrimination, war, and inequality, and he will not be able to ignore them. Am I wrong?
It sounds fine to me. Please continue.
Well, if we were still living in a time when religion held sway, salvation might be an option because the teachings of the divine were everything to us. All we had to do was obey them and consequently have little to think about. But religion has lost its power, and now there is no real belief in God. With nothing to rely on, everyone is filled with anxiety and doubt. Everyone is living for themselves. That is how society is today. So please tell me, given these realities and in the light of what I have said, can you still say the world is simple?
There's no change in what I say. The world is simple, and life is simple too.
How? Anyone can see that it's a chaotic mass of contradictions.
That is not because the world is complicated. It's because you are making the world complicated.
I am?
None of us live in an objective world, but instead in a subjective world that we ourselves have given meaning to. The world you see is different from the one I see, and it's impossible to share your world with anyone else.
How can that be? You and I are living in the same country, in the same time.